Wisconsin Conversation, real information, live from Lake Wasota. This is Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. The picture in my mind
of everything. I wish I would have had time to run out to the garage and get a visual prop for Deb when she was talking about visiting Farm Technology Days, Luke. It was once Farm Progress Days, now Farm Tech Days. Exhibits again this year. Clark County, the loyal community, did a stellar job, except for double checking the fields, because as I drove back, started to hear a noise. Driver next to me starts pointing. I then come to realize not only do I have a flat tire, but somewhere in that field, I ran over a spike that, I mean, not a nail. I mean, it was a spike that was somewhere. And I don't know if that was farm related or, you know, the exhibit tents, it fell out of somebody's toolbox, whatever the case may be. I'm just thankful that it happened in Chippewa Falls, two blocks away from my usual service station. So, you know, so there I was with my neighbor Art, who came along and helped me, and we're rolling this tire, you know, down the streets of downtown Chippewa Falls, looking like Spanky and Alfalfa from Our Gang. Like, this is our only toy. Instead of a hoop and a stake, we're, hoop and a stick, we're pushing this tire. But we got it plugged up and put back in. Something I don't think Deb went through that. And of course, now she's got staff, she's got people, you know, to do this for her.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like one heck of a tire change that you had to go through then. I don't envy you.
Thankfully, a good neighbor just happened to be walking past and the service station, you know, plugged it up, got me in right away. They really can't say enough about, you know, when you find a hometown business, you know, that will take care of you. That can happen in big cities, you know, in your neighborhoods as well as small communities. But when we moved to Chippewa Falls in 1995, you know, we'd lived in Eau Claire, we'd lived in Rice Lake, we'd lived in West Bend, we lived in the cities for a while. But boy, we knew this was Shangri-La right from the very beginning, for as nice as people were, you know, about this and that. And, you know, they're good. People are good and they're patient, but they will, you know, they will tease you occasionally. And I'm expecting more of that after what I'm about to endure with my knee. I had my left knee has always been, you know, it's had an issue. You know, my NFL career never really took off. First, because I never tried. But second, you know, because this left knee has just been an issue. I wrenched it especially hard now 4 weeks ago, and it just never got better. Not with ice packs, not with ibuprofen. You know, you're wincing with every step. So I finally went to see a physical therapist here in Chippewa about it. Luke, this was not a good sign. After you know, she kind of felt the kneecap and around the back, listening for cracking and popping, having stretching things. She said, "Has anybody ever taught you how to walk properly with a cane?"
Oh no, that's like the only
worst.
There's
some good news.
Yeah, the only worst thing would be if she just like did a complete uh-oh, like no other context.
Oh, it was. There was this uh-oh.
Oh no,
you know, with the potential diagnosis, which I'm hoping to get confirmed, you know, later this afternoon when this puppy finally gets x-rayed. But she says, "Wait here," and then comes back with, you know, a generic looking cane that I think that was her way of saying, now I can't tell you, you know, that you're about to need this for, you know, surgery or something else, but why don't you practice, you know, going up and down
take
the hallway.
Bad boy out for a test run. That's what you need to do with the cane.
yeah, exactly. So it occurs to me that whether I'm going to need it temporarily or whether this is some ongoing issue, I have to start paying attention now to some of these, like, you know, infomercials and things. Like, there's like the different canes, you know, some that have like four legs on them and maybe a bicycle horn that you can toot. They probably have Bluetooth now on these things where I can get, you know, updates, you know, sent right to your cane. Whatever the case may be, this is not something I didn't mind turning 58, you know, a month ago. I take that back. I minded it terribly. I don't like thinking that 60 is just over the horizon. But doing it with a bad wheel and being taught, you know, and being asked, would you prefer to learn to walk with a cane or with a crutch? You know, you're gonna go with the cane because at least maybe you've got the chance of getting something stylish, you know, something like a walking stick.
Like House. He puts the hot rod flame up the cane. Dr. House did it that way.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's all kinds of ways that we personalize what we have right now. A lot of people will personalize, you know, the back of their cell phones. They'll get different skins on that. And of course, you know, people do it with their cars and what have you. Yeah, I guess it's going to be a cane. Perhaps we'll see when this thing gets, you know, looked at later today. We talked earlier about the Brewers trading Josh Hader. The Brewers were off yesterday. They will play at Pittsburgh tonight, starting at 6:05 Central Time. It does not look like we're going to get any new bats. At least that's, you know, David Stearns had said about as much. And so we'll take him at his word on that. But I tell you, it really tells you something about the value of Josh Hader that, you know, you trade away the guy who's number one in baseball in saves, but what you get back in return is the guy who's currently number two in saves and three more players, you know, three pitchers total and an outfielder. And apparently one or two of these pitchers, you know, has some real prospect, and that's got to make you feel good. I guess, but I'm going to miss Hader. I will always be able to tell people that I witnessed his immaculate inning, not in person, but I did see it. And an immaculate inning for the uninitiated is when you set down the opposing team, three outs, three strikeouts, not just three strikeouts on nine pitches. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. I witnessed it in a pizza joint while visiting with some friends. And as my long-suffering wife will tell you, if there's a screen anywhere nearby, you know, my eyes are going to be darting over there while I'm trying to have small talk, because I'm a terrible person that way. But, you know, there was a Brewer game on. So I'm looking at it. And, of course, no sound, but I'm watching, and I'm thinking after the second out, I'm like, do I see what I think I'm seeing? And when Josh Hader threw that ninth pitch and got that third strikeout for an immaculate inning, I mean, I just banged on the table, and the pizza tray went up, and I'm explaining this to some friends who are from Minnesota. So they're Twins fans. They wouldn't know, what's the old saying, if it was Josh Hader and Abraham Lincoln in a police lineup, they still couldn't pick out Josh Hader. But they once I explained to them the concept of an immaculate inning, they understood that it was a great deal. But the Brewers have, I mean, look, we've had closers flame out before. There was that real concern about Hader, and you know, we've seen closers in the past sputter when they get to the end. So I'm hoping we get somebody. Maybe we get the next, the next Trevor Hoffman, who ended his career in Milwaukee. I was fortunate enough to see him in San Diego in his prime. And let me tell you something, when he comes out of that outfield bullpen to Hell's Bells,
chills,
and the San Diego crowd is just going crazy because they know what a hero he is. Man, you are watching baseball. That is real stuff. You are listening to Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, is coming up after the break. I'm just lying here.